This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight. This week, I'm going to be featuring five composers who I would love to hear scoring major Hollywood productions. Some of these composers have dabbled in TV and film before, while others have only been working in the concert hall. All five of these composers write in a style that I would love to hear more in Hollywood features today. I grew up listening to the music of John Williams, James Horner, Jerry Goldsmith, Alan Silvestri, Danny Elfman, and many others. But one thing that they all had in common is that they wrote lyrical, thematic, colorful scores. And the five composers that I'm going to present on this very special show, I think, can bring that sort of music to the table if they ever got their big break. Now, during the course of the week, you're most definitely going to be comparing these composers' work to others. Some like to use the word pastiche. I'm going to warn you right now, I hate that word. I know what it means, and you might characterize some of the work you hear this week as mere imitations of others' work, but pastiche is an ugly-sounding word that is used often by critics as a negative connotation, so I'm going to steer clear of that word. All right, now that we've cleared the air with that, let's begin the program as we open up with music from Kevin Kaska. Now, who is Kevin Kaska? Well, he's an American composer, arranger, record producer, and conductor. He's one of America's leading young musical talents. His orchestral compositions, arrangements, and orchestrations have been played by over 50 symphony orchestras worldwide, including John Williams and Keith Lockhart with the Boston Pops Orchestra, St. Louis Symphony, London Symphony, Royal Scottish National Orchestra, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, and many more. He's orchestrated for Academy Award-winning composers. In 2012, he orchestrated music for Michael Dana's Life of Pi. Film composer John Debney asked Kaska to orchestrate his music into a 70-minute concert choral symphony based on the themes he wrote for the Mel Gibson film The Passion of the Christ. Kaska has also worked for John Debney, Joel Goldsmith, Steve Jablonski, and Hans Zimmer, just to name a few. In 2008, Kaska was asked to score the music for the film Jump, directed by Joshua Sinclair. The film stars Patrick Swayze, and in 2012 he worked on the film The War of Vendee. Kevin Kaska is also one of the few musicians to hold a Guinness Book of World Records record. The World Harp Congress commissioned Kaska for a work that was premiered with the largest harp ensemble in recorded history. Kaska conducted a concert of 232 harps in Amsterdam in July of 2008. John Debney also asked Kaska to collaborate on the score for the video game Lair, released in 2007. Kaska also wrote some incredible additional music for the game. The score was recorded in London at the Abbey Road Studio with a 90-piece orchestra. So how are we going to showcase Kaska's talents for you? Well, we're not going to play any of his film scores or the video game work. We're going to play his concert hall music. And these two pieces are two of the most impressive ones, I think, that Kaska has written, although everything off this album that we're going to play is absolutely stunning. We're going to begin with a piece called Battle for Atlantis. It's a 12-minute-plus piece. It's basically one giant action cue. It's a hugely energetic battle-type work of scoring for large orchestra and mixed choir. The biggest influence on this piece, of course, is John Williams, especially his scores to Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Star Wars The Revenge of the Sith, and Star Wars Attack of the Clones. I think you're going to get a lot of the Zam the Assassin chase music from Attack of the Clones. You'll get some General Grievous music from Revenge of the Sith, and you'll get some of the Quidditch action music from Prisoner of Azkaban, all in this absolutely fantastic piece, which was performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with the Winchester Cathedral Chamber Choir and was conducted by Alan Wilson. We're then going to conclude with a piece that concludes this album. The album is called The Tone Poems of Kevin Kaska. It's available on the Denouement label. The piece is called The Golden Falcon, and it's based on an Egyptian folktale. It's an exotic, majestic, and expansive piece, which actually is a concert favorite. And in this recording, the London Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Ronald Fieldman. And now to open up our show that I'm going to call Five Awesome Composers That Need to Be Scoring Hollywood Films. Here is the music of Kevin Casca featuring Battle for Atlantis and The Golden Falcon.
Thank you.